I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. If you've got a cell phone, Monday may be the day you've been waiting for. That's when you can switch carriers and still keep the number that you've got now. But should you do that? And what does this mean for mobile phone companies? Tess Figlin joins us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles. Hi, Tess. Who's allowed to do this? Everybody?
Hello, Alex. Nope, you can only do this if you live in the top 100 metro areas in the country, of 100 biggest cities. If you live there, you can call up any provider you want and ask for their service, and they have to let you keep your number. And also on Monday, you'll be able to take your landline number, your home phone, and convert that to a cell phone as well.
Wow. So who's going to want to do this? And haven't most cell phone users signed contracts with their current service provider so they can't get out of it anyway?
They have, and that's something that you have to be aware of if you decide you want to switch. If you got a contract with most of these carriers, you're going to have to pay $150, $200 to break that contract. Why would you do it? Well, another carrier might have a better minute plan or a family plan that maybe you're not on now. But the experts tell me that the most likely candidates who are going to take advantage of this, switching and keeping their numbers, are the ones who get lots of incoming calls because they have so many people to tell about a new number that this is really great for them because they don't have to tell anybody about a new number.
Mm-hmm. So it could be an administrative mess, though, it sounds like. Are the phone how are the – I'm distraught here for the trouble
for
the phone
companies.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably going to be messy the first few weeks. The mobile phone industry argued against this when the FCC was considering it. But, you know, now that it's happening, there actually are some upsides. Charles Golvin is a senior telecom analyst with Forrester Research, and he points out that the current cell phone customer market is close to saturation.
The number of people out there who don't yet have a mobile phone and would sign up for service is rapidly declining. And so more and more, the business of the carriers is going to be about poaching, you know, their competitors' customers away. The game is one of reducing the number of people who want to leave you, increasing to as great an extent as possible those who want to come over to you.
So although this will be a pain, there is an opportunity for cell phone companies to get more customers. And so don't be surprised if you start seeing even more mobile phone commercials than you do already.
And what about the downside?
The downside is the admin, as you mentioned. It used to be that if a customer left, all you'd have to do is send them a final bill. As of Monday, you got to make sure their phone number gets over to your competitor. And here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're reviewing the successes and failures of this week's debate in Miami on a free trade area of the Americas.
Thanks very much. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Tess joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.